Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, July 28, 2011. Israeli soldiers attacked the village of Nabi Saleh, the Israeli government considers apologizing to Turkey, and the October Palestinian elections will only be held in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. In events from Wednesday, the Israeli Knesset approved in preliminary reading a law that allows non-profit and non-governmental fundamentalist Israeli settler groups, especially the Elad group, administrative power to run the so-called National Gardens in David City in Silwan, Palestinian neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem. The Israeli ministerial cabinet discussed on Wednesday the current crisis with Turkey that resulted after Israel attacked the Turkish Solidarity ship of the Freedom Flotilla last year, killing 9 Turkish activists, and decided to apologize for what was described as, quote, mistakes that took place during the attack, end quote, but will not apologize for the attack itself. Also, Wednesday night, after settlers burned Palestinian fields, Israeli soldiers invaded the village of Nabi Saleh, firing gas bombs and rubber bullets. They occupied the home of Hussam al-Tamimi. Clashes went on through the night. There are no confirmed injuries. Israeli soldiers stationed along the annexation wall surrounding Kotna village, near Jerusalem, were responsible for the latest fire that consumed Palestinian trees in the Khalit al-Rabi'a area in Kotna. Moving on to today, this morning, 5 Palestinians were kidnapped, 4 from the village of Araba and 1 from Ilar. In addition to the kidnappings, 4 detention notices were issued in Araba. Meanwhile, a summer camp for children in northwest Gaza was vandalized 10 minutes after midnight Thursday morning. The assailants damaged a billboard sign, torched part of the camp stage, and burned a United Nations flag. None of the UN personnel were hurt when the 10 attackers came to vandalize the UN-sponsored summer camp. In political news, an official from the Central Elections Commission stated that the October 22 Palestinian elections will only take place in the West Bank. He cited interference from Hamas as the reason for the canceling of elections in Gaza. The announcement to cancel the October elections in Gaza came from the CEC after it was informed of the decision by the government. That rounds up the main news for today. Please join us again tomorrow for a summary of important events in the Palestinian territories. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Danny Jones.